This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the other things President Trump is promising is a ban on visas being issued to citizens of several Muslim-majority countries, Syria, Iraq, Iran, among them also Somalia. Minnesota has this country's biggest concentration of Somalis, about 65,000 people of Somali origin in all. And word of a possible ban is getting some attention there. From Minneapolis, Marketplace's Annie Baxter has that one.
In Minnesota, the Somali community participates in the labor force at a higher rate than the average American. In the Cedar Riverside neighborhood in Minneapolis, Somali immigrants run clothing stores and restaurants. At the cafe I visited today, folks were on edge. They'd heard President Trump was planning to curb Somali migration.
This is scary.
Merzel Jama, an American citizen, came here from Somalia 21 years ago. He says conflict there has scattered his family all over the globe. Worldwide annual remittances to Somalia have exceeded $1 billion in recent years. And many Somali Americans in Minnesota, like Jama, have relatives they're trying to bring here.
We're willing to have some of them coming here, sponsor them.
Are you worried those plans are going to be held up now?
Yes, I do. Yes.
In recent years, several young men, mostly Somali-American, have been arrested in Minnesota for trying to join ISIS in Syria. And last September, a young Somali man stabbed multiple people at a mall in St. Cloud. Ayan Omar, a Somali-American teacher in St. Cloud, fears that Somali-Americans' peaceful contributions to the community are being forgotten. And she's worried about people back in Somalia suffering a severe drought.
What keeps them alive is that they have the possibility to move on and pursue happiness by not worrying about the everyday necessities that we take for granted.
As President Trump can use an executive order to halt refugee processing. In Minneapolis, I'm Annie Baxter from Marketplace.